Welcome in to the official Guru Nation Fantasy Football Podcast. I have a special guest today. It is Major. How are we doing?
I am good, my guy. I appreciate it. I know you're doing a great job with all these podcasts. I'm happy that I'm to be part of it.
Yeah, man. We're happy to have you on as Trinity Correspondent. So today we're going to be talking a little bit about like campaign as well as, you know, shifting into some big news that we do have to break here, as well as just talk about some updates that's going on with Trinity behind the scenes right now. Maybe it's trades or just some other things. But let's start off with the campaign. It's been a few weeks now since the whole aftermath. I just want to know, like, what are your thoughts now that the campaign has kind of settled down?
I'm still in shock. I don't understand how he won. I mean, our campaign, we ran probably the best campaign that anyone's ever seen in the United States of America, parts of Europe. Yeah. You know what I mean? So we killed it. Like, we laid everything out. Our team was strong. Like, we had strong leadership. We had, you know, our rookie class of you and me, you know, we had a strong team. We had the Doc, who's just like been in Guru Nation for a long time. So we had a pretty solid team. I just don't understand how someone can win when they didn't even really campaign.
Yeah, I mean, our campaign was so strong. You know, Trump called us to, you know, be their advisors for the next campaign. So
absolutely,
we're out here grinding it, and I think when we look at it, it's just like one of those things where we just put in so much work, and I feel like we did everything that we could have done in a sense to like put ourselves out there, like show Guru Nation really what we're doing and show them the blueprint and the plan that was already in place to an extent that like the moment that we potentially would have been voted as the Omega Council and have Kurt as the commissioner, like things would have already been ready to go. Like things would have already been moving, like set in stone. Like
absolutely,
it's already happening. But
I honestly don't even know if Spitta and that camp know what's going on with their league. I know they have some pretty good ideas, but I don't think anything is concrete yet. And I think we had the league pretty much laid out. Concrete all the way around, but you know, all the hard work we put in, all the meetings and everything to lose on a video game was a little, I don't know, that was a little hard for me because, you know, I knew Spitta had the advantage in the video game, you know, Kurt has kids, you know, all that good stuff, and I know it's hard, you know, playing video games when you have kids working, all that stuff, and, you know, Spitta, to my knowledge, is a single guy, you know, living by himself, playing video games all day, so you know, to me, he had the advantage there. But again, it shows us what society is today. Like, it's a popularity contest. And, you know, Spitter's a popular guy. And, you know, he has backing of a pretty strong person in the Guru Nation. So, you know, I'm actually going to give that win to Derek. I think Derek did a really good job. Even if he didn't do anything, this is presence, I think, was enough to help Spitta in this campaign.
Yeah, and I think not only Derek, but having MDOT on that council to kind of get Derek and York as kind of like these power pieces inside Guru Nation backing him, it definitely was very good for the campaign there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. So moving on a little bit, I know we just kind of have what we thought was good, but at the end of the day, like we said, we were just kind of like shocked, man. That's really it, and there's really like nothing you can do about it except kind of like sit there and be like, what did we do wrong? Like, I don't know if it was anything we did wrong. It's like what did they do differently? Maybe it was going behind the scenes and talking to everyone behind the scenes.
That was the key. Going directly, I think, was the key for the whole. That was the key to the whole thing. So, you know, but, you know, the best thing I think that came out of it, I think Guru Nation know that you are they already knew you were really good at this stuff, but I don't think they knew the extent of, like, the planning and all that good stuff and the ideas and all that. Same with me. Like, I think we both showed well in this campaign, and I think that's going to pay off in the long run.
Yeah, and I think that's one thing that's so great about Good Nation. It allows like people to step up to the plate and, you know, show their capabilities when it comes to ideas or planning or like just leadership when it comes to potentially opening new leagues in the future. I just think that's a good segue to kind of announce like what the big news is here, and the fact that we are both now going to be on the council for Trinity. Very exciting news.
Take a moment and just let that soak in, man. You know, I think, you know, I know York, he's quiet. He'd like to sit back. He's watching everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's seen what we did, you know, in the Omega campaign. And I think he was impressed. And, you know, I think he made the right decision.
Yeah, I know. And it's nice to know that, like, while our end goal didn't necessarily come to fruition, it's good to know that our work and what we put towards you know, had positive consequences. And I'm just excited to, like, you know, not only work with you but York and Miguel and just kind of push things forward with Trinity and hopefully bring some ideas that we had with Omega and potentially bring that into Trinity and just kind of slowly start to just talk about what we can do to make it not necessarily different, but just what can we do to just make it a little bit better for next year.
Yeah, to add, we just here to add on, man, to keep building, you know. I do have to say I am a little sad about, you know, Kenyatta, you know, stepping down, but, you know, I think it's all for I guess a good cause and all for good of the league, I guess.
Yeah, and it's also good for Kenyatta, I think, in a sense, to allow him to kind of rebuild his Guru Nation brand. He kind of got hit hard with the whole thing, and I guess it makes sense in a way just to kind of, I mean, he is in a position of power, and I'm not sure, just like as a whole, it just looked great as far as having him in there at this time. So I think it's good for him to kind of just kind of sit back behind the scenes, let him take a year to kind of, you know, rebuild everything that he had built up prior, and then hopefully.
And what I know of him, I know he's gonna, like, I know he's gonna work his way back up, and you know, I'm here. I know I'm here for him. He needs some help. We, you know, it's a team effort. You know what I mean?
100%. And he has a lot of roots here too. He's brought in a lot of people in, so he definitely has a support, and hopefully he can grow from this and learn from this and move on with it.
Well said.
All right, so talk about this. Now that we're part of the council, here's where the groundwork starts now in this offseason. So what are some ideas or any plans that you had to bring, or any ideas to bring towards Trinity and the council?
So my thing, again, like kind of what I did in Omega, I'm just here to, like, add on, like, you need me to take notes, I'm here to take notes. You need me to do some computer techie stuff, I'm here to do that for you. But like I said, we had a really good blueprint with the Omega campaign. You know, with the blessing of Kurt, I would love to implement some of that stuff we had going over there. I don't want to talk about it too much, but just implementing some of that stuff that we had going on. You had some great ideas, especially the whole playoff thing. I really like the layout you have for the brackets for the bottom tier of the, you know, to get the first pick.
Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot. So what Alpha has going on with Taxi Squad, I think that's a really good idea. But yeah, I think that's, you know, I'm just here to add on, man. And then I like to bounce ideas off each other and see what comes up.
Yeah, man, definitely. It's exciting. You know, like you said, some of the things that we have with Omega, I think that we can use those ideas, and maybe they weren't a part of the plan to have them in its own league, but maybe they can be a part to help an existing league right now. So we'll see how that goes, but it's definitely something that I think that, you know, I think that me and you are excited about, at least bring about and at least have an open discussion about, because, you know, anything we can do to really help Trinity grow and expand and just give different aspects and ideas there, I think will definitely help the league grow as a whole.
Yeah, and I think great job. To me, Trinity is at the forefront when it comes to, you know, IDP players and roster size and all that good stuff, man. So he's doing a real good job, you know, and I would love to see some implementation of other things in, like, Matrix, and it's a trickle-down effect. So I think it's good for someone or some commissioner to try to push the envelope while other ones are trying to keep more of the traditional, so we can meet in the middle and have something good there.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I think it's a good point that you mentioned the fact that, you know, these leagues that have these ideas will start to trickle on to these other leagues. So I think implementing one idea, see how it works in one league. If it's successful and people like the idea, I think we're going to start to see every other league in Guru Nation start to adapt these ideas. We see with the Tactics Squad now. I think we saw it last year at Trinity adding the extra flex. I think that's something that's going to be brought to a few other leagues now. And Omega, we're already seeing it in Omega. And I think they're also seeing it potentially happen in Matrix being voted on and Alpha as well. So I think that having a different idea like that will definitely help grow Guru Nation as a whole.
Absolutely, man.
Alrighty. All right.
Yeah, I love that.
All right, talking a little bit, I know there was a big debate going on throughout the year, maybe a little rivalry going on. I want to know, why is Madden the best division in Trinity?
That's funny. Let's talk numbers, man. We're number guys, you know, I like Excel spreadsheets, I like numbers. So, if I tell you there was a division that
had the champ?
I'm not gonna put no name on it. I'm gonna say there's a division that went 29. Their overall record, combined record, is 29-23.
Okay.
Versus another league. I'm not gonna say which league it is. I mean another division. This division went 30-22 as a whole. I'm just saying I didn't put no name on it. I don't know what division, what league. I don't know what I'm talking about right now. What if I told you that they had three teams that finished with 8+ wins?
That's impressive.
Would you be impressed by that?
I'm impressed. What about the division that had the number one overall team that ended up winning the championship and then the number one overall point scored team in the same division?
What about there was one team that went into another division and beat the number one scoring team in the league and beat the number one overall winner of the champion back-to-back week.
Oh, man.
That's
impressive right there. That's impressive.
I don't know what...
you must be talking about Madden division, right?
Nah, I think I'm talking about that Lombardi, them Lombardi boys, man. We're out here, like... You know, Kenyatta had a really good team, had a really good season. My team, I had a really good season. And I'm going to give it to you guys. You guys killed it. And I think all season, we're pretty active. MDOT, Kenyatta, you and myself going back and forth. But then we kind of slept on my boy Omar down there. And what's the fuck the name of their league, their division? I mean,
was it Shula or something?
Shula.
Is it?
It's, pulling it up. Walsh. Yeah. So he had an 8-5 season, he beat me in the playoffs and end up being the third overall team. So we have overall, like, yeah, Madden and Lombardi were going back and forth all season. And I think it's gonna happen again this year. But I think overall, like, we have some really strong teams, GMs in the league. So I'm excited to see what next year, you know, how that all unfolds.
Definitely, man. So I want to know from, like, your opinion, like, who are some teams that necessarily didn't make the playoffs this year or maybe made the playoffs but weren't necessarily contenders? who are some teams that you could see like rising in Trinity, maybe making that jump from non-playoff to playoff or from like fringe playoff to contender?
I have two teams that I'm keeping my eye on. The first team is the seed of Chucky, and that's Josh's team.
Yes.
My guy has 6 first-round draft picks.
And he has 4 second-round picks.
But on top of that, his team is not bad at all. His team is actually pretty good. He has probably, a top 5 quarterback in what's the guy from Indy?
He has Luck. And he also has Winston, too.
He has Luck and Winston. Why is my computer not working? Hold on. I'm trying to pull up his roster really quick.
I think he also has Amari Cooper, Brandon Cooks, Allen Robinson. I think he has Chubb. Chubb's his only running back, but I mean that's such a solid squad. And he has
to look for a running back. I think if he gets a good running back or someone who can actually produce this year, or maybe he can trade some of those picks and grab someone, grab a vet. But he has options, and his team looks really scary.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you on that. Like, whether he's actually drafting all these young players with these picks or he's using them as, assets to get other players, I think regardless, we're looking at a possible playoff team this year and then potentially the year after that. Like, that's going to be a strong contender because his whole entire core of his team is really young. So I think they're just going to be able to grow together in the dynasty. He's definitely a team that in 3 years from now, no doubt in my mind, he's going to be top 3 team in the league. Like I don't even think
it's gonna take him 3 years, man. I think it's gonna be a lot sooner.
Yeah, I agree with that. But like
even though this draft is a little soft with like stars, he has 6. If he hits on 2 of those, I think his team, like I said, he's like a running back and a receiver away from being a legitimate like top 5 team.
Yeah.
100%.
So it's like you could get almost 2 stars if you package those 6 or first round picks. You get 3 first round picks from one and another. You're able to get some really good players there. So I think it adds a lot of flexibility. I know he also has some picks in maybe 2020 as well, maybe 3 or 4 picks in there. So
yeah.
he's like his team is going to be so consistent, not only for the next it's just going to be what you would call a dynasty in a sense, because there's really nothing that's going to be fading away from him. He's just going to be consistently a great team.
But you have to hit on those picks.
That's true.
Have to hit.
That is true. So we talked about him. Is there another team that you kind of see, building up the ranks a little bit this year?
My second team is York's team, actually. The Lion Order.
Yeah.
He has Garoppolo coming back. And he has, what's their running back name?
Jerick McKinnon. He has Jerick and Garoppolo.
Jerick McKinnon. I don't know if I think Garoppolo is going to have a really good season. I think he has to have like a breakout season. He can't have 2 back-to-back like bad seasons. And I think the 49ers are making a lot of moves to like advance. They're going to have some good receivers. They're going to have some they have a lot of cap space, so they have some room to play. So I think that team is going to get better in general. And for him to have 2 of the key players on that team, I think that's going to look really good for him.
Yeah, not to mention York. I believe York was top 5 in points scored last year in the league, yet he missed the playoffs. So I think he was the 9 seed, so he barely missed the playoffs. He's a team that definitely should bounce back, definitely should be in the playoff considerations next year.
Yeah, I mean, he has Davante Adams, he has Tariq Hill, he has Tariq Cohen, and Cohen is actually looking like he might be the man of Chicago next year. He has Gronkowski, and he has Josh Gordon. I don't know about those 2 guys this year, but so his bench is not as good, but, I think he has 2 first-round picks.
York?
He may have 2 or 3 first-round picks, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't think York has any.
He doesn't have any?
I don't think so. I think he traded away to Miguel or something.
Okay.
My understanding, York doesn't like those picks.
That makes sense. Let me see.
Because I'm pretty sure between Miguel and Josh, they own, like, 9 or 10 first round picks, which is insane.
Right. He has 3, and then Josh has six. So yeah.
So they own more than half the draft, the first round of the draft, which is insane. Yeah. All right, so talking a little bit, it's off season, you know, not a lot of movements going on right now, but I'm curious, are there any trades that you're hearing about, or like players that are on the block just from conversations with other people?
I haven't really got into it. It's pretty quiet right now. On my end, I'm going to start reaching out to people more and try to get the scoop so we can report back to the podcast and get that information out to the people. But I really haven't heard too much right now. I do see some, like I said, we have a lot of draft picks here. I think Josh kind of holds all the cards. I think people are waiting to see how his drafts unfold, or if he's trading to see what's going on with that stuff before they start making some deals. But for the most part, it's been pretty quiet on my end.
Yeah, I've been seeing a little bit. So right when Jameis Winston was on the block for a good amount of time, and then recently got pulled off the block. I know Josh wasn't too fond of him, but then he saw Bruce Arians getting hired there, and we almost had a trade figured out for Jameis Winston. And then that kind of fell apart once.
Because you need a quarterback.
I know. And I was so it was like a, it was a trade involving Anthony Miller and Jameis Winston. So it was gonna be like those two pieces in a deal. Obviously, like other piece on the side, but it was definitely being talked about, and it wasn't like close to happening, but like there is interest on both sides. So, yeah. On my end, like. Yeah, I have a lot of players on the bulk, actually, because I have a lot of wide receivers that I don't really have spots for in the starting lineup. So, like, Anthony Miller, maybe Chris Godwin, maybe even Zach Ertz with Hunter Henry coming back. Like, those guys are on the block. And who was I talking to? I was talking to someone. These picks are going to be on the block, too. I know Miguel may have some interest in moving. Josh will have some interest in moving, but...
Yeah, that's what I think. A lot of people, we have to see how to... draft unfolds before people start really getting active, or when did our league start, do you know?
I don't know. I think that's just something we'll have to figure out with York, but hopefully, I mean, yeah. I don't know when Yahoo officially opens their leagues, but I don't know, anytime here, probably in the next month, I'd assume.
Yeah.
All right, so I don't know, for you personally, what are your plans to improve your squad next year?
I'm scared and excited at the same time. Like, my team has a lot of uncertainty with a few players being free agents and on the trade block. Like, I have Jordan Howard as one of my running backs, and it looks like Chicago has him on the block. So, kind of excited because I don't think they were using him the right way. So, if he can find his way onto, say, like, the Texans or... maybe down in Miami, or I don't know, some teams that need a running back, because he's a really good running back. I think some will take advantage of it, being that this running back class is not that good this year, or not that exciting, I guess. And then also have Kenyon.
What was that?
Still there?
Yeah, you just cut off real quick.
Okay. So I was saying, like, I have Kenyon Drake as well, and he is a little his name's been thrown around a few trades, or his name's on the block, so Miami maybe looking to move him. Ooh. So I'm just wanting to see where he lands. I also have Devin Funches, a free agent. Like, my dream, I pray every night to the guru. I pray. I hope he gets picked up by Kansas City. They Ooh. Need a big receiver. All the receivers are, like, under 6 feet.
Even with Sammy, though?
Huh?
Even with Sammy?
I think Sammy might be on his way out, man. I just seen a rumor that Le'Veon Bell might be going to Kansas City.
Wow, yo, I saw that today too, man. I haven't looked into it yet.
Of that to free up some money, I think they may get rid of Sammy. Wow. I think Sammy may be let go just to free up some money because he has a huge contract, and I don't think he performed up to that contract.
Yeah, he was hurt all last year for a bit.
Yeah. So I think, you know, they need a big receiver. They need a possession receiver. That's Devin Funches all day. I need that. I need that in my life.
That'd be nice, man. Yeah, you get that stack, Mahomes and Funches going. We'll see. Yeah, we'll see what happens there, man.
But other than that, my team, you know, I have some people on the rise. Like, Zay Jones is, like, one of my players to watch next year. I think he's going to have a really good season. And I have Kiki. QT's coming back. The couple games he played this past season, he really performed. So I'm thinking he should, if he stays healthy, he should have a really big impact. Because he came in, what, first game, I think he had like 15 or 18 catches. Mm-hmm. He put up some numbers in his like limited time. So I'm excited about, like I said, I'm afraid because there's a lot of like unknown right now. But I'm excited because I think if these players land in some good spots, I think it's actually better for them. Because I'm never a big Cam Newton fan, and I don't think he's not a good quarterback, really. He runs around a lot. He makes a big play every now and then, but if you're a receiver, most of the time you're blocking. So I'd much rather have Funches on a team that's actually going to throw him the ball, because he is a big target.
Definitely, man. All right, last question before we head out of here. What can we do to take MDOT down this year?
Man, the paper champ is what I call him.
Paper champ.
He really needs to see me again. Like, he's lucky I lost in the playoffs, because if he would have seen me, I think he would have got beat again. But he's only getting stronger, man. His team is only getting stronger. He has guys coming back off of IR. It looks like Damian Williams is the starting running back in KC right now.
Unless Le'Veon goes there.
If Le'Veon goes there, that takes that away. But like I say, still has Geis. I think Geis is going to have a huge season. They let a 40-year-old running back, they helped a 40-year-old running back get a 1,000-yard season. So I'm pretty sure Geis can add on to that. Also, he has Nick Foles. Nick Foles looks like he's going to be the Jags quarterback. And I really like the Jack receiver core. I think it's a underrated core. They have some really good players over there. And I think Nick Foles can take advantage of that. So he has some pretty MDOT has really gotten stronger. You know, I don't really see him falling off at all. I hate that he talks so much shit. And I can't, you know, we can't say anything back. But it's really up to you. You have to, like, he was undefeated in Madden, so you guys need to go ahead and...
I know, he took me out week one. He took me out week one. That was bad. All right, I have a proposal. You're good at Photoshop, right?
Yeah.
All right, so you can Photoshop breaking news on ESPN that Christian McCaffrey tore his ACL, that Darius Geis tore his other ACL, and that Mike Evans is suspended for a year. You can do that, right? He'll trade him off for cheap. We'll get him all off his team. That's how we take down MDOT this year. Get all his good
that
players.
That guy, MDOT, is not a fool, man. He knows what he's doing, man.
We gotta hack his TV. You gotta hack his TV. Get like Adam Schefter on there to report it. We gotta go big. We gotta go big for this.
He's gonna tell us to shut up, and he's gonna tell us. He's gonna put the little sleeping emojis on us.
Yeah.
Like, he's not falling for none of that. He has a pretty good. Yeah, he knows what he's doing. But also, man, like, we keep an eye on MDOT, but keep your eye out for Omar, man. Gang Green finished third. He wasn't that active. Like, you look at his trades, he only had 3 trades all season, and he still finished third.
Yeah.
And he has a pretty good core. He needs to fix his receivers a little bit. If he can work on his receivers, I think he has a good chance of, maybe even being champ. But we have a good... We have a top 5 that's really, really strong, and I see maybe two to three more teams that can, like, get into that mix. So, like, our league is very competitive, Trinity is the shit, man.
Yeah, Omar, if you're hearing me, I got some wide receivers for you. Hit my line, bro. All right, man.
One thing I don't want you to get as a quarterback. You get a quarterback, if you get a quarterback, you're going to win.
It's my mission. I must get a quarterback at all costs.
Everyone in Trinity, if you listen to this, do not trade a quarterback to Dalton. Don't make it easy for him.
Yo, what? You guys don't think I can rock with Jeff Driscoll as my quarterback this year?
Absolutely fucking not, bro. Sorry.
Eli Manning, come on. We got this. We got another year in us.
You're going to have to dig a little deeper, but I just don't want people to make it easy for you because everyone loves you. They're going to train you wherever you want, you know. And I know you're probably looking at Kyler Murray. I know you're drooling over him. I know you want that Arizona thing to happen. I want. And what you got with the...
I got the fourth pick.
Yeah.
I'll get desperate over here.
I think you can make that happen, and I really don't want that to happen because I think he might be all right, but I don't know, man. So it was good chatting, but yeah, man, Trinity, we're killing it. Oh, one thing I need to mention, too, like I'm really, you know, York should be proud and all the commissioners. It's like we had three people in this, you know, in campaigns for Omega and very active people, you know. And I think Trinity brings, like, our class of GMs, we're really active in you lose me?
No, we're good.
We're really active in the nation, and we're bringing a lot to the nation. I'm glad and honored to be in your class with you, and I think we're just gonna keep growing, man. We got some other things we're talking about as well that we're planning on doing, so I'm excited to see what happens, man.
Yeah, man, I appreciate the kind words, you know, I feel the same way, you know, I'm excited to, you know, go on this journey with everyone here in Trinity, man, just continue to improve the league, just make it a better place, and just continue to compete with everyone, man. It's gonna be fun, it's gonna be an interesting year, lots gonna happen.
Congrats on the Matrix, takeover.
Thank you. I'm coming for y'all there too.
I'm still mad about that because everyone who came in after me they got some pretty good teams.
You got stuck with the bad team?
I had the worst team ever. It had Cam Newton and that's it. Like, that's all I have to work with. But my team is actually good now. We got some young stars. I think we're gonna have a really good season. I'm about to make a couple moves, but yeah, man. I see you.
All right, we'll have to talk some trade here after this. Maybe get something on there. All right, man. Good talking to you, Major. Catch you later, my friend.
Peace. Yes, sir.